We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We are starting four lines from the top of Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Kahana, Shtoy Li Rav Chama Bar Bartei Dechasa, that Rabba Bar Nachmeni Agav Shmodo Noch Nafshe. Rav Kahana is saying over that Rav Chama told him a story about Rabba Bar Nachmeni that was the cause of a story of Shmad, which means the government was after him, he died. What was the story? Ochlu Bei Kurtze Bei Malka. Someone came to the Melech and master on him, informed on him that Omru Ikechad Gavra B'Yodoi, there's a person in the Yidin, the Kom Avatal Treis Alfi Gavim Reisrael Yarcha B'Kaita V'Yarcha V'Stav. There's a certain Yid who is Mavatal 12,000 Yidin 2 months a year. And the Maya said, those 2 months a year, what are they doing? They're coming to Shiurim for those 2 months a year, the month of Nisan, the month of four Pesach, to learn Hilchos Pesach, the month of four Tishrei, to learn, or the month of Tishrei, to hear about the Chagim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And because of his drashas, they miss that month twice a year, 2 months a year, and they can't pay taxes because the tax collectors worked. They didn't have mail those days. They went door to door. If they weren't home, they couldn't get the taxes. So he's Mevatla, Mekagri, the Malko. So they heard about this. They sent someone after Rabba to get Rabba. Rabba lived in Pumbedisa. Shadru Pristiko de Malka Basrei. They sent a shliach from the Melech to arrest him. They didn't find him. What happened? Orak was from Pumbedisa to Akra. Rabba ran from Pumbedisa to Akra. They went from Akra to Agma, Agma to Shchin, Shchin to Tzrifa, Tzrifa to Eina. These different places. But Eina de Maya. Ma'in and Demaya went back to Pumbedisa. He had to be back home. He went back home. Here he didn't stay at home. Pumbedisa, he went, Lamaisa, in Pumbedisa, he went to a hotel somewhere. But Pumbedisa, Ashkeche, and the story was that in Pumbedisa they found him. What was the story? Ikla Pristika de Malka Lahishbiza de Rabba. Rabba was staying in a certain inn in Pumbedisa. He ran away and they couldn't find him, but he came back to Pumbedisa and hid in a certain inn. And punked in that place, that's where the shliach of the melech was staying. And what was the story? Krivu tako kameh. They were feeding, they were serving food to the shliach of the melech, and they brought a table in front of him. Vashku trei kasi, and they served him two cups of wine. Vidaluyo tako kameh. And they removed the table from in front of him. What happened? There was a problem with the zugois. There's a certain shade that a mazik that comes from zugois, from peers, anything has to do with two. And what happened was, it had an effect on this shliach of the melech, and Hodor Bar Tzupa L'Acharei, his face turned around, his neck was twisted around, he couldn't get it back all the way. It was very painful. So now the owners of the inn were very, very nervous. Omrulei, my nevele gavra de malku, this is someone from the government, and I can't have this happen in my inn, I'm going to be in big trouble. So they asked Rabba, what can we do about this? So Rabba told them, bring the table back and serve him one cup of wine, and take away the table. And this way it'll be three, and that will take care of the problem of Zugois. And it'll get better. Itaka did that, and it got better. Omar, the shliach of the melech, the guy from the government realized that someone big is over here. Omar, made the down the guy of the kabina hacha. I know that the person I'm looking for is over here. Hacha, he's here because who else could take care of this problem? And Taka Bachus Shabasrei, he had a whole group of people. They went, they looked for him. Vashka, they found him. Omar, so the shliach told him like this. Told Rabba, Azil Nemaha, I'm going to leave here. I'm not going to inform on you. Imiktal Katlulahu Gavra, if they kill me, and say, if you don't tell me where he is, I'm going to kill you. I'll give him my life for that. But if they give me Yisurim, that I can't handle already. Yisurim is much harder to handle than death. So if they give me Yisurim, they torture me until I reveal where you are, then I'm not going to be able to hold myself back. But that's what I'm going to do for you. Lemaisa, they caught him. Doesn't say how. They caught Rabba Lamaisa. Either they forced this shliach with Yisurim, but it's not klar. Asuya lekame, they caught Rabba, and they brought him to the king. Ailu la adruna, they locked him up in solitary confinement. V'tarki lebaba ba'ampe, and they closed the door, locked the door, threw away the key. Boyrachme, Rabba davened. Parak ashisa, the wall came down. Orak was la agma, he ran to the agam. And he ran away now. Now he's again escaped again. Have Yosef Agirda the Diklavakaris. What did he do? He sat in a tree and he learned. And at that time, there was a big machlokes going on in the Shemayim. And some have a gear, so Shama the Komithik and Masifta Rekia. They were arguing in the Masifta Rekia. We know that a Nega has to have at least two components. They have to have a Nega, which is a white spot on the skin, and also has to have a white hair. So the halacha is, in Vaheres, Kedemis, Asay, Lovin, Tommy. If the spot, the Nega is there first, and then a white hair grows out of it, the halacha is that's Tommy. But the Masei Lava and Kalida, first you have a white hair growing out of your regular skin, and then afterwards comes a Baharas, Kalim Baharas, Tar, then it's Tar. You have to have the Nega first, and then out comes a white hair, that is a Siman Tumah. What about the Suffolk? Not sure which was first. So it was Machloikis in the Masifta de Rekia. It was Machloikis in Shemayim. HaKaris Baruch Hu Amr Tahar, Bekula Masifta Rekia Amr Tameh. HaKaris Baruch Hu was a Tahar, and all the homes Masifta Rekia Amr Tameh. Like the Mepharshim say, they were arguing Vashtet in the Torah. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the best. But here, they were arguing how to learn up the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tar, and everyone else saying Tameh. It's big machlokes. Va'amri, man noichach, who's going to decide this machlokes? Who's going to prove it? And they said, noichach Rav Ben Achmeini. Why? Don't Rav Ben Achmeini, ani yochav ben goyim, ani yochav ben alois. I am a yochav ben goyim, and I'm a yochav ben alois. I'm the biggest baki in those sugyas. Shadru shlicha basrei. So in the Shemayim, they sent the shliach after him. The Malchamavis couldn't get near him. I guess they sent the Malchamavis to him to get to bring him up to Rekia to pass the noise to Machlokes. But the Malchamavis couldn't reach him. Why not? Midlo have a kapasik from Megirsi. He wasn't stopping to learn. Adahachi, Noshav Zika. All of a sudden, a wind came. Va'avish Beinikoni and rattled the branches. And Savai thought, Gunda the Parashihu, it's the army coming for him. Omar, he didn't want the army to catch him again and put him in solitary confinement. He says, Hashem should take his life and don't put me in the hands of the Melech. And Taka Kachava, they listen to him, because he stopped learning now. When he was being nifta, Omar, Tar, he said it, Tar, he passed in that Machlek is Tar. Yotza Basko, that's right to the Gears before, that Shama, he knew about this Machlaikas. And as he said, Tar, Yotza Basko Vomra, Ashrecha Rabba, he passed like a Kars Baruch. Vomra, Ashrecha Rabba, Nachmania, Shagufka Tar, Yotza Nishmascha Batar. That Yaguf is Tar and your Neshama went out Batar. And granted, Rabba Paskin's Tome, actually, but I Rabba Paskinoi. So they say, some say because Rabba at that time was Minashamayim ready, he was already halfway up there, or no one really heard him. He was himself, so therefore he couldn't pass Kantar. I am a Mepharshim on the Rambam there. Back upon him, so Nafal Pisco Merakia Pumadisa, they didn't know anything in the rest of the world was going on. A piece of paper fell from the sky in Pumadisa and said, Rabbi Ban Achmeni is back as Rashiva Shamaila. Rabbi Ban Achmeni was brought up as Nifta, he was brought up as Rashiva Shamaila. Nafko Abayev, Rav Kul Rabban and Ulam Arayim came out, Lesuki Bey, to go find him and to bury him. Lehavi Yodei, the Umduchta, they didn't know his place. They didn't know where he was. Ozla Agma, they went into the swamp. They saw a bunch of birds in one place. Like the Mashal speaks out, usually birds don't stay in one place. They fly all over the place. Here they were one place. So he knew, Amri, they said, Shmamina Hosamhu. He must be there, and they're protecting the body of Rabbah from getting too hot and getting decomposed. So Abdul Tlosuyangosa. They said has paid them 3 days and three nights after they buried him. Nafal Pisco, a piece of paper fell from Hashemayim, called Pirish Yia Benidui. Whoever stops now should be Benidui. So Abdul Shiva Yoimi, they continue to have another 4 days, altogether 7 days. Nafal Pisco, Lechulabay Seichem Hashalim, go back to your house, Hashalim. So Akaponim, they made a major hefse for Rabbah. And the next Gemara is an interesting story, has to do with a non Jew, has to do with Rabbah, how big Rabbah was. Hu Yoimi, the day that Rabbah was Nifta, the Nach Nafshe, Dalye Zafa, a wind came, Vidori Lahu Taya, there was a certain Arab who was riding a donkey, and it picked him up. Kirach of Gamble, it wasn't a donkey, it was a camel. He was riding a camel, Mahai Gisa Dinar Papa, Vishad Yavach Gisa, picked him up on one side of the river, and deposited him on the other side of the river. Oh my high, he said, what's going on over here? Amri Leh, so they told him, Noch Nafshi Rav Achmeni. They said, Rav Achmeni was Nifta. Amul Lefanov, Rabbanu Shalom, Kula Amri Dachu, the whole world's yours, Rav Achmeni Dachat. Rav Achmeni is yours. At the Rabbi, Rabbi the Doch. And Mike Mechar was down. Why Mechar the Oilam? Noch Zafa, and the wind stopped. I don't really understand. Pshanas Gemara, very interesting Gemara. You need the Arab to say this whole Memra, this davening, and we're proving from the Arab. Some want to say that because we're showing that Rabbi Menachmeini was such a God of Adar, he had effect on the entire world, not only in Klal Yisrael, on the whole entire world. The whole world changed because of him. There's a wind, because he was Nifter, there was a wind, and even the Goyim realized that he was the God of Adar, and told the Goyim said himself that Rabbi Banachmeni Lidoch, at the Rabbi Rabbi Lidoch, Rabbi Banachmeni was very big. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Baal Basahava. Like Tosis speaks out, if you look at Tosis, Rabbi Shimon, Tosis says, Meshum Rabbi Lozub Rabbi Shimon, to have a Baal Basar, since Rabbi Lozub Shimon was very large, Nakanami Hai Uvda. That's why this story came in. So why did it take three blot to bring the story in? Everything had a continuation. From there till here, everything was a continuation. And where it went from, because we said, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shlokesh, Rabbi Shimon again, with Rebbe, kept on going until we came here, and we're going back to the story of the Heilige Tanoim, who were very, very large. Rabbi Shimon Chalafta Baal Basahava. He was very fat. He was very hot. He went up to the top of the mountain in order to cool himself off a little bit. Blow on me with a fan. I'll give you a big amount of nerd, is a type of besamim, a type of perfume. So he said, please blow on me, I'll give you a perfume. Adahachi, all of a sudden, nishpazika, wind came. How much do we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of all good smelling besamim and perfume, how much we have to give him because he gives us the wind and blows on us? Saying the Mishnah, when it comes to food, when it comes to feeding and lahashkim lahariv, which means when to go out to work, comes to payalim, everything goes to the Minigam Adina. So Shaila is, what are repeat this? The Mishnah says, Aseiches apayalim va'omalem lahashkim v'laharev. They just wake up early and come back late. Makom shenagu shel lahash v'laharev ein v'shal dekayv. You can't force them. Makom shenagu lozun yozun. L'sapik, give his zonis. L'sapik masika, you give sweets, isapik. A kol k'menig ha'medina. What's the kol k'menig ha'medina? What are we adding on with that? Zot the Gemara, kol k'menig ha'medina l'asuyeh mai. L'asuyeh ba'asu l'nehigi mikrach rifto mishtah. V'ampaka. It's in a place where they're noyeg to give breakfast, to give bread and drink of a cup, like a max gravias, give him a cup of wine. So what's the minhag hadina? The amalahu, if you tell this pile, kadimu va'aisilahu. So two pshat and taisis. We'll say first pshat. Kadimu va'aisilahu, you wake up early, come before nates, come alaisa shachar, eat breakfast, and then go out for nates. That's where you're supposed to go out, nates. No. I'm not coming early. I'm going to come the right time, and I'm going to eat first, and then go out. That's what the Minhag HaMedina says. You can't make him come early. That's one shot. The second shot is that, let's say the pilot comes, he wants to tell the pilot, says like this, go out to work, I'll bring you the food. I'll do Uber Eats. I'll bring you the food out into the fields. They say, no, I want to eat breakfast first, and then go out. That's what it means. Kadimu tup shatim, what it means, kadimu va'aisi l'chu.